Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Caitlin and Alex with your 9am Zedlines. The following story may contain content that is upsetting for some listeners. A man's body has been recovered by police after his car veered off Moggill Road and submerged into the Brisbane River last night. The vehicle, said to be a blue sedan, was reported to emergency services just before 7pm yesterday. Police divers found the submerged vehicle just after 11pm and within an hour recovered the body of a man in his 60s. The circumstances of the accident are still under investigation.
Brisbane City Council says it may enforce tolls on the Story Bridge if funding could not be found for a full restoration. The 85-year-old bridge would be unable to carry traffic in 20 years' time, according to a report by an independent committee, with costing outside of the council's scope. Joint funding between council, state and the federal government has been proposed, with Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner labelling tolling as a last resort. Mr. Schrinner says he is confident that he can work with all levels of government to restore the bridge, whose footpaths were recently closed due to damage from Cyclone Alfred.
In national news, farmers across South Australia are resorting to drastic measures to preserve water as they enter another season with little to no rain. Changes in weather patterns are to blame, with rain-bearing lows failing to break through the region, resulting in the driest summer on record since the 1830s. The insurmountable pressure of the drought, coupled with reports of water theft, have resulted in South Australian state government announcing a further $55 million in drought relief for affected farmers. Above moderate rainfall is predicted to bring much-needed relief for the region later this year.
The new leader of the opposition will be selected today, with Angus Taylor and Susan Lee both claiming to be ahead of each other. The Liberal leadership ballot will take place at 10 a.m. today in Canberra. However, contention between the Liberal and the National Party is set to further the current instability of the party. Miss Lee and Mr. Taylor are closely associated with the failure of the Dutton campaign, but both have admitted in recent days that the policy platform they helped to craft failed to impress voters. Both Taylor and Lee have promised to use the full party room to form a front bench.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that gives drug makers 30 days to lower the cost of prescription drugs. The order sets a 30-day deadline for the health department to negotiate new drug prices. If a deal isn't reached, a rule will come into effect that will lower the price of US medications to the lowest price of other countries. It's unclear what effect this will have on the US private health insurance industry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light showers expected this afternoon. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. Be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.